Ladies and gentlemen, before the start of this episode, I'd just like to draw your attention to the possibility that our audio may not be quite as up to scratch as it usually is due to my apparent complete incompetence. Thank you.
I've forgotten how we start this.
For fuck's sake. Hello, Internet. I'm Fireball.
And I'm the Orbiter.
And welcome to episode 2 of what? Yeah, that's the podcast that we're doing. We're both kind of a bit blog today, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Just I can't describe it in words. It's just a sort of noise.
Describe it in interpretive dance. I didn't actually mean that. Fucking hell.
Actually, podcast listeners won't be able to see that.
Hey, that would be something original, wouldn't it? This could be an interpretive dance segment.
No, because that would be stupid for a fucking podcast.
Like the rest of what we've done hasn't been.
Shh. Shh. Stop picking apart my... the
light
thing. There we go.
I'm not touching your thing.
And it shuts up. Anyway, on to the first segment.
Are you trying to get on with the podcast?
Maybe. On with the first segment.
On with the show! News rundown!
Yeah, last time we didn't actually read them out and he told me off for reading out what each segment
is. That's not the first item on the list.
But since this is a podcast and he hasn't managed to get like...
Why are you insulting and berating me when you should be reading out the first item?
Because it's funny. But anyway, we're going to be reading out the beginning of the segment as well. On the expected, this is.
Can we get this segment started, please?
Sure. You know this if you watched last week's one. We just read over the week and comment on it.
Well, do it then.
Can you shut the fuck up then?
It depends whether you actually get the fuck on with it. Ow, Jesus fucking Christ. Public abuse.
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Federal workers training savings and having to take extra jobs in the government shutdown.
Hang on, that's the same as half of the other ones in the list that we're doing perspectives on later.
Yeah, because this happened.
Government shutdown.
News story came out earlier. Like,
Oh right, yeah.
So these are largely done in order.
So yeah, that's fucking weird. How long has it been going on for now? Do you think they can get done for moonlighting?
Nearly a month.
Do you think they can get done for taking on extra jobs? Normally if you're working in an official capacity or something, if you take on extra work outside of your normal job, you can get sacked for moonlighting.
I don't think they can in America, you have to take second jobs.
Mm-hmm. Radio signals heard in deep space. In Radio 2? Radio 3?
I'm not sure. That might be just... I don't know if that means anything to do with aliens, but... It could just be... random emissions of stars emitting like radio waves and stuff.
Random emissions. Okay, sorry.
Anti-no-deal Brexit MPs succeed in legislation to stop government running down the clock. That's the plan B that's actually coming out the day after this is recorded, so we might do a bit on that.
Yeah. US to finally get contactless.
I didn't know that they didn't have that, but did you notice that?
Well, they probably had less incentive because I remember when we went to America in 2011, you could pay by card without a PIN number. You just put your card in the thing and swiped it, and that was it.
Isn't that contactless?
No, contactless is when you hold the card over it and it's an RFID thing.
Contactless.
Yeah.
World Bank warns a bleak economy. That's from the Indy 100.
Well, it's not new, is it?
No.
The same for the last 20 years.
Well, look. I think it's particularly like a new economic crisis is coming about.
Do you get the feeling that capitalism isn't working?
Sometimes, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody beats A Star Is Born for Best Picture at the Golden Globe Awards, causing controversy. Or is it controversy?
I think
there is controversy over how you pronounce controversy. Now, I'm a massive Queen fan, and I really liked the Bohemian Rhapsody film, despite its historical inconsistencies. However, I did actually think Star Is Born was a better film.
Yeah, I think some people were making that argument, but I think I did prefer Bohemian Rhapsody personally.
So, but then, having said that, I would be comparing Bohemian Rhapsody to the actual legitimate documentary, although this is a legitimate film, but the actual documentary footage that I've got and stuff. So,
yeah.
Next.
Whereas A Star Is Born's got more room because it's fictional.
Indeed.
Which I didn't think it was for half the film. I thought it was a biopic of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, let's move on quickly from that.
Samsung revealed bot care and exosuits at CES. CES is the Consumer Electronics Show, which is a big tech thing.
Who's going to care for my bot?
That's from Engadget UK.
Google revealed real-time language translator.
Bots that care for you. That's also at CES, the real-time translator thing.
Babelfish.
Theresa May begs MPs to stop catastrophe as her deal faces the biggest defeat since World War II.
Nothing, what do you call it, hyperbolic about that, isn't it?
Well, it's actually true. And it, I mean, it makes it sound like World War II was a defeat, but it's since World War II. But anyway, China growing first plants on the moon.
How? No, oh, they're doing it with robots, are they? There's nobody on the moon at
I think it's robots.
Sorry, okay. CES suggesting the future of mobile phones could be foldable. Oh, that's not news. Foldable phones have been on the horizon for quite a while.
Yeah, well, it's just... If it sounds like something that you've heard before, it might be because you've heard it before.
Yeah.
Like, in the past couple of weeks.
No. Foldable phones have been on the
But it's just that this is what I got from a year looking at news sources. So they published this in the last couple of weeks. Well, that's to do with CES suggesting that.
Right.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, don't ask me about that. Could make Balkan history by solving a naming dispute with Macedonia.
A naming dispute?
Well, because the geographical area that's technically, historically, Macedonia, parts of it are in Greece. A relatively small amount is actually in the country that is Macedonia, which has to have a ridiculously long name that's like Federated Republic of Macedonia, something like that.
John Major saying revoking Article 50 is the only sensible course. I don't think there is a sensible course now. I think we've gone down a cul-de-sac that we can't get out of safely anymore. I think David Cameron's a cock, and I'm gonna.
Well, revoking Article 50 would be a more sensible course than.
Yeah. Mm. But whatever we do is going to cause uproar, so...
Yeah. Andy Murray announces he will be retiring after Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, he had a good cry on camera about that.
Yeah. He just doesn't seem like he shows much emotion from what I've seen of him, but...
No, he did have a sniffle.
I guess if it's, like, the end of your career, you would.
Yeah. But I'm sure he's got enough money to... Satan for the inconvenience.
I think it was something to do with his arm.
Is that no? It was his knee, I think.
I don't know.
Or was it his hip? I'm not sure. One of the two.
I think it was his hip.
The arm, knee, hip.
The world's biggest aircraft, Airlander 10, retires from service. That's from The Guardian.
I've never heard of that. How come it's retiring from service, me having never heard of it? I thought the Airbus 360 was...
Well, that might just be like a specific name, like you don't know the name of it.
Oh, right, okay. Because I know there was the Hercules transport plane, wasn't there? But I don't know what the Airlander 10 is.
But you might not know the world's biggest in everything.
Meow. far-right extremists across Europe forming alliances.
That's just generally
been going on for
a long time. Comes out like that, that means that they're just doing like a piece on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, oh, well, that's been going on in the background.
That's
why hasn't anyone talked about that?
Oh,
wait, they're talking about it now.
Yeah, but the news is that the press is pretty much predominantly right-wing in this country, and if they say something about something, it's usually from a right-wing agenda.
But, like, you're seeing that over here and in France and in Germany. Like, what the news is that they're beginning to join together rather than just being their own movements.
David Miliband, the most popular choice for the next Labour leader. Did he not have a go already, or was that Ed?
He had a go against Ed, and then some people...
There was a Miliband in charge, wasn't there?
Ed Miliband, yes.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Oh, brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Which one's the kind of goofy-looking...
The one that ate the bacon sandwich, weirdly, was Ed Miliband.
Yeah, Ed, he was the one that was in charge, wasn't he? Yeah. Okay. But, David Miliband, has he not been on, like... some kind of comedy chat shows and stuff like that.
Probably.
Yeah. He looked... Oh, no, he was on The Last Leg, wasn't he?
What?
I thought David Miliband was... Yeah, I've seen him on some comedy chat show. I thought it was The Last Leg, but
maybe. Maybe. But, like, politicians do that a lot.
I think they should maybe have more of that kind of atmosphere in the House of Commons.
They do.
No, they don't. No, it's a fucking nightmare in there.
But they laugh a lot at each other.
Yeah, but not in a nice way.
Yeah,
not like The Last Leg.
An erratic shift in the planet's magnetic north pole forces emergency update. That's from The Independent.
Ooh, see, that's news to me. I haven't heard anything about that.
It's shifting into Siberia now.
Well, like, permanently. It's not like... I mean, I knew it wasn't, like, where it should be. I knew it was kind of drifting around a bit.
I don't know if it's permanent. I doubt it would be permanent.
I hope it does move, doesn't it? But,
like, it moving that far... south.
There's
in terms of
every so often it switches completely, doesn't it? It flips.
Not very often.
No. But every so many thousands of years, it flip the north and south poles. Flip.
I think it's like 100,000 years.
So yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So nothing.
I think we might be due one though. Usually, when they talk about these things that happen every so often, like earthquakes and volcanoes and magnetic pole flipping. Usually we're due one soon. Like we do an ice age, don't we?
No.
No, we're coming out of one. I don't know, something like that.
Where are we? Labour demands
contact with May after rejecting Brexit talks. What?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, though. She was inviting cross-party talks. And
this was, I think, before.
All right, okay.
I don't know what order I did things on.
Yeah.
But I think it was she invited them, they refused, and now they're demanding it back. First green leaf on moon dies, that's the thing about China.
That was quick. You just planted it.
Well, it went onto the dark side and froze.
Once you start your journey to the dark side for it.
Is that a Pink Floyd?
What the fuck?
Dark side of the moon.
No, it's a Jedi thing. UK inflation is 2-year low.
No, that's not it. This one.
Yeah, but we're coming back to that, aren't we?
Okay, we'll come back to Trump calls thousands back to work with no pay. 3 PM facing confidence vote amidst Macedonia row.
Confidence vote. This seems to be a trend happening across Europe.
I just realised that I wrote that as confidence of vote.
Sterling holding on plan B hopes. The hopes.
Yeah. Well, it's actually holding steady for once, but I doubt that'll be the same tomorrow.
That's a interesting one. Upskirting to be made punishable with 2 years in jail.
Now,
That's not a small punishment, is it? 2 years in jail.
No. Are you aware what upskirting is?
Yes.
Whilst it is illegal under harassment, this is making it specifically illegal, specifically calling it upskirting. I think that was the case.
Wait a minute, we should make sure that what do you think it is?
I think it was the case that under vaguer laws it could be punished. It's just no, that
upskirting. What do you think it is?
Oh, taking photos.
Right. Yeah. Upskirts. Yeah. New domestic violence law will let people check their partner's background.
Well, this was because someone who met someone else online ended up choking them and saying, "Fine." And they'd been in prison for 3 years after harassing someone. So,
How do you check someone's background, though?
I don't know. But apparently, this is new. Does that mean that you could technically check anyone? Because there's not really any official way to prove that they're your partner.
I mean, I know you have to have a background check done if you're going to be working with certain vulnerable groups. But that's usually if you're applying for a job, not if you're going out.
Well, this is why it's a new law.
Not sure about that one. I understand the reasons why it maybe has come about, but I'm not sure I agree with the concept of anyone being able to check your background. Because that goes complete. I mean, I suppose.
Facebook-backed independent AI ethics research.
What?
Researching an ethical AI. They're back.
Oh, not ethics research by an independent AI then?
I don't. Two arrested after suspected car bomb in Derry.
Did you literally come across that in the last day?
Yeah,
yesterday it went off. Yeah, I reposted that article on. Well, not that particular one, but the BBC one. Like, here we go.
I'm not sure if it's
the new IRA
something to do with possibility.
Well,
of the hard border.
No, apparently the new IRA has been around since about 2012, but it's always a worry if things like this start escalating at a particular time like this, isn't it?
So yeah,
keep an eye on that. What? Oh, it's my turn, is it?
Yeah.
United Launch Alliance launches secret satellite with its most powerful rocket. Well, it's not very fucking secret, is it?
Well, I think it'll be secret where it actually goes into orbit. It's meant for, like, reconnaissance.
Sorry.
Renaissance. Okay. Sorry, I say it like Renaissance. A man has been charged over the Heathrow drone incident.
You're going a bit flat. Charging up. Okay, dozens have been killed by Zimbabwean police over fuel price protests in the last in the last week. Some being hunted down at night. I remember the fuel protests in Britain, like in the late '90s.
Fuel protests seem to be weirdly violent. The Yellow Vest protests, I think, started as fuel protests.
Yeah, well, see, it was Tony Blair that squashed them last time, but the lorry drivers were kind of basically barricading the fuel depots and
but this is after Robert Mugabe actually.
But the police didn't start hunting people down at night.
Well,
fortunately,
yeah, it's Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
the new guy is still pretty much a dick. But I think there was talk about if his wife ended up in power, then things could be slightly on the up. But she didn't get into power.
So what's the last one?
Anti-government protests in Sudan reached the one-month mark.
There's a hell of a lot of anti-government shit going on around the world, isn't there?
Yeah, well,
people don't like governments.
South Sudan became independent in 2010, and I think that's where a lot of the money was, so
yeah,
Sudan's kind of struggling.
I'm enjoying the news at the moment.
Are you?
The UK news. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's like, when I say I'm enjoying it, I mean, it's like an exciting episode of EastEnders or something.
It's like the season of action. It's like the season finale of Game of Thrones. You're scared about what will happen to your favourite character.
But the only problem
is, really exciting.
You know there's still loads of episodes left in this season, so you're like, where the fucking hell can it go next?
Yeah.
Anyway, next segment.
This is, I don't know. This is a segment called Bollocks Clash. Actually, we'll probably say that in the thing, where we have a sort of first reaction to a big news story, and then we talk about it afterwards.
This was Monday night, wasn't it?
I think Tuesday. This was
no Tuesday.
The no confidence vote.
This was the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bollocks flash, bollocks flash.
So this is our first bollocks flash.
Hide.
Hide.
Yeah.
No, this is like breaking news sort of stuff. So, right, two things.
We were going to do one last night, but I was dying. I had razor blades in my throat.
He's still kind of dying, but he pushes on for you. Okay, so...
Can I congratulate Theresa May, first of all?
No, please don't.
No, I want to congratulate her for succeeding in being the Prime Minister to secure the most crushing defeat ever in the history of Parliament.
Yeah. So well last done. Night was the vote on her Brexit deal, which was delayed in December. And, like you said, biggest defeat on...
in numbers.
Biggest defeat for a government.
Yeah, since 1924, if you're talking about percentages, but the House was a lot smaller then. So, yeah, but in numbers, it was the biggest ever Parliament defeat. Government
majority
defeat.
Majority against of 230.
Sorry.
That many people.
Only 202 people voted for it. And I'd like to follow that up by congratulating the Conservative Party for succeeding in highlighting their utter hypocrisy by, before Christmas, 117 of them voting their own leader as against their own leader in a no confidence ability to keep... She's not good enough to lead the party.
They're willing to knock her off for their own power grabs, but as soon as it comes to actually their party, it's like, oh, no, I have to look after myself here. Utter twats. But, like, that is still quite close, just looking at it on screen. 306 against 325 for. That means that, I think, with DUP in, they had 327 seats, I think. So that means that at least two have either abstained or...
So 104 more people...
voted against.
And how does that work? 104 more people voted... Oh, no, 123 more people voted for them than for the withdrawal bill.
Yeah. But now the bigger question is, where the fuck do we go from here? Because I was the whole day thinking that they would actually lose this just narrowly, because I was putting it to the
ERG,
European Research Group, just go fuck you and scream uncle and then jump out the back of
it. Bearing in mind, this is just a flash. Will we discuss it in length on our bollocks report when we come up to it? Which will be the night before Plan B is revealed, I believe.
Oh, will it? Yeah, wasn't that one of the motions that they tabled, or was that an amendment that they cancelled?
No, there'll be a bunch of amendments. She'll be sticking Plan B on the table on Monday, which will be an amendable motion.
Yeah, because no deal is fucking terrible.
Which could make it a bit difficult for us, because we'll be recording on Sunday, the day before Plan B gets put on the table, which is an amendable motion, and then the episode's not going to be going out till Thursday, by which time anything could have happened.
We might do another bollocks flash before then, I don't know.
Oh yeah, we could stick a bollocks flash on the end, couldn't we?
Anyway, we'll discuss this more, because this is a very big thing for our next thing.
Flash.
Why are you doing your own thing?
I'm doing a bollocks flash. Bollocks flash.
That's terrible.
Okay,
so, yeah, that was the initial reaction.
Yeah. So tomorrow she's putting her Plan B on the table.
Yeah. I mean...
She has refused to rule out a no deal.
That the Conservatives, in the face of the biggest government defeat in history, still won't vote out their own government. It means that we're probably not going to get a no confidence vote for at any point. Like, that was the best time for Labour to trigger that. And I mean, it was still bizarrely close.
Yeah, but this thing has moved on a bit since then. Parliament's trying to take the control of the situation, aren't they? There's like a, some kind of 3-day limit on something now.
Yeah, there was a thing about Liam Fox saying, oh, you shouldn't take control of Brexit MPs.
Yeah, and Parliament trying to wrestle control from the executive. It's like, are we not supposed to be a parliamentary democracy?
But I'm not sure if there being more barriers to the government being able to actually do anything is a better thing. But then,
well, it depends. I mean, yeah. If it stops them doing something fucking stupid, then.
But in my opinion, that deal that got voted down as the biggest defeat in history was the best deal possible for Brexit. Just Brexit fundamentally is a bad idea. I don't think there would have been a better deal negotiated. Maybe little bits and pieces in the small print that would have been different.
Yeah, you can dance about the issue trying not to upset Brexiteers, can't you? But like, at the end of the day,
the big issue there that was never going to be solved, and that was the
idea. And the other thing, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, it's the will of the people and all that, it's only just over half the people who voted back nearly 3 years ago that said they wanted it, and they didn't know what.
Yeah, and
what
it's
it was
also
be at that point.
An illegal campaign.
Yeah,
like, there was Russian money involved. They used illegal methods to target voters. Just ridiculous. And also all the lies that just would have happened anyway.
So Parliament kind of has to step in and say, hang on a minute, they can't just let the government just plow on and do it.
But there just seems to be so many people that are just like, well, yeah, let's just deal with no deal. It's just like, no, but that's just not a good idea whatsoever.
Well, I had this conversation.
If I thought Brexit was a bad idea, like, this is.
I was speaking to somebody the other day, and they were saying that they were saying, I think people are kind of making a big deal out of it, and it's not going to be that bad. It won't be that bad for that long. But as I pointed out to them, it's probably only going to be not that bad to people who already have a comfortable cushion. Do you know what I mean? That are already fairly well off. But if you're already living on the breadline and you're already at risk of losing everything, or, you know, you're struggling as it is now, there's nowhere to go. There can't be any downwards. You know, people already
go to the food banks. It's very possible in an attempt to get more trade deals with the US, we'll end up auctioning off the NHS.
Oh, fuck that. If the NHS goes the way of America, and it's already
I don't think it'll go that far.
No, but heading in that direction at all is a fucking travesty.
Yeah. Well, I think it was like when Richard Branson ended up. Like, there was a Virgin Care thing, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And that was part of the NHS, and then he ended up suing the NHS because it was a bit of a con.
I shall have to forward to you the article I was reading in, about, I think it was from the London Economist, about if you think Jeremy Corbyn is dangerous for the country, here's how you've been brainwashed. And it's a really good article.
9 years of Tory government, and this is where we are.
Basically, we've reached a point where this country, which pretty much invented the concept of socialism,
we don't need austerity.
Is thinking of socialism as a dangerous thing?
Yeah, we didn't invent socialism. But.
No, but we invented the NHS. The system of, you know, and the other thing as well, the council houses have been pretty much sold off, and they haven't been replaced. Oh, you fucking idiots.
And the ones that, like, at least that are tower blocks, I think a lot of them still have that cheap cladding that's really flammable.
Get them out.
Because we're just cutting corners where we can, because the government doesn't care about them.
Well, they're being forced to. I noticed our local council's just been encouraged to vote to take rubbish collections down to once every 3 weeks now.
The way that they reacted to that UN report about homelessness, they were like, oh, well, that's very political language, and I would hope you'd be more professional about it. No, these are just the facts.
political language and politicians.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with political language?
I think they were trying to say political language, it's lying, but
it takes one to know one.
Like, the UN's pretty good on that sort of thing, as far as I know. But anyway, that's not really to do with the... I mean, it's kind of to do with the Tories being cockles, but... Where do we go? What do you think should happen next, and what do you think will happen next?
I really don't know. I don't think it's ideal, but I don't think there is an ideal solution. I think there should be a second referendum, but that's not because I just think it's the worst. It's the best of all the bad ideas.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happens is going to be uproar from someone.
But I still think it's going to be a very close result, and then we'll have.
Well, it depends how they frame it. I mean, if they make it a simple yes and no, it's going to be bollocks again.
But if they have a not single transferable vote, the alternative vote where you actually number the options, having May's deal, no deal, because there's not really any other deal that we know can be negotiated, and no Brexit.
Yeah.
And then have it with like a 1-2-3 option system.
The problem with it is the Brexiteers are kind of split. You know, the Remainers all want one thing.
Yeah, but if we have it where it's a sort of numbered option system,
yeah.
Then if people that have no deal as their first choice because they want it to be as hard a Brexit as possible, and then have May's deal as their second choice, then their votes will feed into May's deal, so we get a better idea of who actually supports Leave.
Are they likely to put a second choice in?
It would be a free choice vote.
Yeah.
And if all that matters to them is that we get no deal, then they can't really complain when other options be it out because they didn't want them.
Anyway, we'd better move on. Perspectives. Media. Media. Perspectives.
Why is the Holocaust on one of the top topics?
Because they've just buried 6 Holocaust victims that have been in some museum somewhere. They don't know who they are.
I thought it was to do with Holocaust denial.
Did you see that thing about the semi-Brexit? I did. Someone came out with it. So how long has it been going on for? Government shutdown. Immigration compromise. That was funny.
I think there's... What is the actual compromise he's offered? Because I saw something about it being snubbed by a lot in his own party that were more hardline, but also by Democrats.
It was basically letting the Dreamers stay, the ones that had entered illegally when they were young. He said that he'll look after them, but only if they build his wall.
Still, I don't get how people can just so blindly follow that Mexico will pay for the wall bullshit, because that's not happening if you're trying to get $5.7 billion from Congress.
Yeah.
But it's just a stupid idea in the first place, because a lot of the illegal entries to the US happen by just overstaying visas anyway.
Mm.
So you can actually enter legally and then just stay there illegally.
Yeah.
Which is how most of them happen. I mean, I think this is mainly just trying to stop over the border drug trade. But
you should get them chipped. Sorry.
Chipped.
I'm being ironic now. You should get, when they come in on the temporary visa, you should have them chipped.
But then,
you know, like when you chip,
we would be chipped as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get everyone chipped.
Just get the entire of the US chipped.
Oh, fuck it. Go for the whole planet. Just get everybody microchipped so that the government can know exactly where you are at all times, tabs on you,
and then kill you with the flip of the switch.
Yeah. explode your head if you masturbate at the wrong time.
Why need you? What?
Just, you know, if you do something wrong, they automatically blow your head up. You see The Running Man?
The Running Man.
The Running Man. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Himself. Basically, they wear these collars to keep them, and if they go outside of the area they're supposed to be in, the collars explode and their heads blow up.
Right. I think I've probably seen parodies of it.
Yeah. Just do that.
Yeah, they had, like, the State of the Union address, but that got cancelled because of security concerns, because of the government shutdown.
Yeah. That was fun.
But... I think it was...
You should just tweet it.
Someone ended up having to rely on their wife's part-time income to feed their family.
Oh yeah, they're using GoFundMe campaigns.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous. I don't get how this is actually a thing. Like, that sounds like a dysfunctional government.
Yeah,
because it is.
Having said that, we're watching at the moment a series called Making a Murderer, and when you get an insight into how the system functions or doesn't function in different ways in America, you realise how very different. Yeah, you wonder how it
should
can actually
work.
Should
we actually go into how each source is covering it?
I suppose.
Okay, so we got top of the thing about the compromise that he's offering from BBC.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds relatively partial. CNBC with who the partial government shutdown affects. I'm guessing it's partial because there are some parts that are essential, but still, like, I think it was something about national parks piling up with shit.
What is that? Who the fuck? CNN, Cardi B and Tommy Lahren are feuding over the government shutdown. Who the fuck are Cardi B and Tommy Lahren?
Cardi B, I think, is a musician or a reality TV star.
Oh, so CNN, the...
Who's come out in support of...
News out there, then.
Yeah, CNN sometimes pisses me off. It's usually... It's sometimes alright, but sometimes it kind of stoops to... a lower level than it should.
Go down then.
Tommy Lahren's a reporter for Fox News, I believe.
National Geographic's taking the national parks effect, not surprisingly.
Yeah.
Long-term damage from trash piling up.
I didn't know National Geographic actually did, like, news stories. I thought they were just, like, the nature documentaries.
I'm not sure with the USA Today whether or not Republicans cheering on the shutdown is a compliment or not. Biggest enemy.
But he runs the fucking thing.
Well,
he runs a very.
That's a bit like the government parliament kind of thing here, isn't it? That the government are trying to be the ones that are in charge, but parliament aren't letting them have the power. Is that the same in America?
We don't shut down the country and stop paying our civil servants
yet.
I don't know if that's actually a thing that happened.
No, there have been national strikes before, though.
That's
back in the 70s, funnily enough.
And 80s?
I don't know.
There were the coal miners.
The coal miners' strikes, yeah, but in the 70s there were national strikes.
Is that just, like, general for civil servants? Like, everyone goes on strike?
I don't know. It was all public services, but I don't know... I don't know if it was, like, everyone.
Well, not everyone.
No, but...
Because some people were just like, I can't...
What's the weight of airport security? Is my food safe? More questions about the federal government shutdown answered. CNN seemed to be a bit shit.
That's not too bad, because the... what they call TSA, that's federal workers, so... That's a lot slower now.
Is government shutdown all about leverage? The Hill. Pawn shops for cash, The Independent. Everybody seems to be fairly against the shutdown thing.
Yeah, because it's terrible for federal workers.
Mm.
Some Republicans, like this, are saying...
Is there anyone on Trump's side on this?
Well, like it says here, USA Today is saying that Republicans cheer on... I don't no, that means that USA Today is for a
Trump country.
That's
getting a bit more towards condemnation, isn't it? US government shutdown is a greater risk for Colorado wildfires. So they're saying that having the shutdown is causing problems. What the fuck? George W. Bush calls for an end to government shutdown with a Secret Service pizza delivery.
What?
Time. That's Time magazine, isn't it?
GoFundMe's done a government shutdown relief fund as a general thing, rather than for individuals.
Food banks fell in. Domestic violence shelters to the brink, imperiling life or death services to women. It's getting quite serious over there, isn't it?
Because without federal workers, a lot of things begin to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's a broken system if it just falls apart like that, because people at the top can't agree on a stupid fucking wall that makes no fucking sense, that based on fucking lies and bullshit. But then how can we complain? It's like
Theresa May should get the Irish to
the UK government makes Americans feel better about how shitty their country's going.
It's just a shit show competition, isn't it, at the moment?
Just across the world, everything just...
Do you know what I think the problem is?
Blam.
Call your country United and you're fucked.
UAA, what? UAE, watch out.
Anyway.
Although, to be honest, they're pretty rich.
I thought that said Trump cancels Pepsi trip. Oh, Pelosi trip.
Oh, this was another thing. Davos is a thing where...
He's a Dalek.
I mean, they said about, in the news article I was reading, about political elites gathering. I'm not sure if that's meant to be an insult, because that sounds very populist. But they were saying that there were worries about security threats there because of the government shutdown, so that they couldn't actually go.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Air Force One's still running, or would he have to just... Because I think it was on the Daily Show that they were saying about him telling Nancy Pelosi to just fly commercial.
I don't know. It's all
broken.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we do an outro?
Let's.
Yeah, I've been Firebot.
I've been the Orbiter.
And this has been another week of madness. 2 weeks of madness. Shite.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'd really appreciate if you support us on various things, obviously subscribing on YouTube, Twitch, following us on Twitter or Facebook. We have a Discord server that you can join and talk to us and other people, and a website where you can check out blog posts.
And obviously this isn't free for us to run, so if you'd like to support us financially, we have a Patreon page where you can donate monthly and get subscriber rewards. We also have a Stream Elements tipping page where you can make one-off donations. The links are all in the description.
Farewell.
See you next time.